It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. We're talking today with Dr. Nicole Feeney from Grand River Hospital, and Anique Pruitt is the Community Relations Director for Grand River Health, talking about primarily flu shots today. You know, this is a conversation we have, Dr. Feeney, around this time of year every year, and we're hearing a greater push for flu shots this year, it seems like. And is that because a greater than normal flu season is anticipated? Or is it some other reason? Or maybe is it just that we're paying more attention this year because we're not spending as much time doing other things because we're all in some form of quarantine?
Now, those are fair questions. We don't exactly know just how bad this year's flu season is going to be. It looks like Australia, which we can kind of take our lead from, had a milder flu season than normal. The problem is really the concerns about flu and COVID combined together. And because of having COVID-19 this year, it's raising a different level of awareness. People who get sick with the flu are going to look like COVID-19 patients. You know, the more we can do to limit flu cases, the more resources we'll have to treat people, the less isolation we'll have to do, the less it will just affect us kind of getting back to daily life. And I think that that's why there's so much more of a discussion. They're just starting to look at how sick patients will be if they get both viruses. And that's also very concerning. I mean, the early data is all very small, but it suggests that it could be up to 2 times more deadly in the patients that do get critically ill and are hospitalized than just having the flu or just having COVID alone. So, you know, we're trying to be preventive and proactive and keep our community well so we can keep opening up, which is what I think everybody wants to see.
I heard on the news a term which I don't remember, but it describes those patients who have recovered from COVID-19 and yet still continue to have symptoms. And I would assume that it's those people primarily that you're talking about being concerned with compounding flu symptoms on top of those lingering COVID-19 symptoms that may still exist.
Well, you know, we're learning more and more about the lingering COVID-19. So, you know, memory loss, fatigue, ongoing shortness of breath, people that just aren't back to their baseline several months later. But the short, small studies that have been done have more to do with like the active phase of the infection, because active COVID and active flu look a lot alike. The fevers, the cough, the congestion, the shortness of breath, the risk for pneumonia and other complicating factors. It's like a double whammy when you get both of them. They don't negate each other any. They kind of add on top of one another.
By the way, Dr. Feeney came here from Tennessee. You may notice a little bit of that southern accent there. of course, practiced pediatric, emergency, and internal medicine in Tennessee. And you still practice all three at Grand River. All three in equal amounts or two or one more than the other?
So I am a full-time primary care physician in the clinic, and I see internal medicine and pediatric patients in the clinic. And then I work part-time in the emergency room. And I also, some people may know me because I do hospice work in the Valley as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just because, you know, in your free time, because you don't have enough to keep yourself busy, right?
That's right. My four kids do not keep me occupied enough.
And again, speaking of pediatrics, I know that young people are one of those groups that every year we talk about, it's important for them to get flu shots every year. Are there other specific demographic groups that you really highly recommend a flu shot every season?
So, of course, we focus, as you mentioned, on the kids 3 and under. We really try to vaccinate them. And for the kids under 6 months of age, we try to get their family members, basically have them insulated with people who are all vaccinated. And then we have a concern as you move into the older population, adults that are 65 and older, and which is why they have the high potency flu vaccine for those adults to really get their immune system stimulated and make sure that they're protected. We worry about anybody with chronic conditions like diabetes, asthma, COPD. Smokers are at more of a risk. Any type of condition that might affect your immune system. So if you're taking medication, say, for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, or you've had to have your spleen removed, you're more susceptible to not being able to fight off infections as well. And we definitely focus a lot on those adults. I think in the average working adult, the issue is missing time off from work. I mean, if you get the flu and you're vaccinated, you're not as sick and you're more likely to return quickly. Whereas I've seen adults that in their 30s and 40s, they get the flu and they're out for 2 weeks. And that's a lot of time off work. That's a big pay cut if you don't have the sick time. And it can be hard for a working family to balance that.
Especially for those folks that may have had extra time off this year because of the various quarantines and the stay-at-home order at the first part of the year.
Absolutely.
Now, Garfield County Public Health is doing some flu clinics, as they typically do in the fall. And when are those clinics? Actually, we haven't even picked on Anique yet, so I guess she's here. We might as well make her participate a little bit as well. When are those flu clinics, Anique?
So they have four walk-up flu clinics upcoming. The first one, and one in just about every municipality, Friday, October 16th, from 11 to 2, will be at the Rifle Branch Library. And then on Saturday, October 17th, they will be at the Carbondale Branch Library from 1 to 3. And then the following week, Thursday, the 22nd, from 12 to 3 at the Glenwood Springs Branch Library. And then Friday, October 23rd, from 12 to 2 at the Ritter Plaza in Newcastle, which is across the street from the Newcastle Branch Library. The cost for the flu shot without insurance is $15 for children, $25 for adults. And then there's a $60 charge for the high-dose vaccine for those who are 65 and older who don't have Medicare Part B. And they also do accept most insurances, so Medicaid, Medicare, CHP, Rocky Mountain Health Plans, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United Healthcare, all of those. They do ask that you please remember to wear your mask, and you will be screened for symptoms of COVID-19 prior to the administration of your flu vaccine. And if you would like some additional information, you can go to the Garfield County website at garfieldcounty.com or call 625-5200 in Rifle or 945-6614 in Glenwood Springs.
All right. And again, they are screening folks. They ask everybody to wear a mask as kind of the typical procedure for just about anything in public these days. And you said those are walk-up flu clinics, Anique, so these are not drive-through and throw the needle in your arm like a dart and then you keep going.
Hey, we did some drive-through clinics here and that was not at all the scenario, but these are walk-ups.
Gotcha.
I will say Grand River's done 4 drive-through clinics this year and they were highly successful. We gave over 300 doses of vaccines at, I think, every single option.
Yes.
And Valley View with Pediatric Partners still has 5 drive-through clinics. So if people don't want to get out of their cars, they can also go to Valley View, and theirs are scattered throughout October. It looks like, actually, as I look at the dates, only 3 of them are remaining, but Thursday, the October 15th, from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Thursday, October 22nd, from 4 to 6:30, and Saturday, October 31st. So if you want to spend your Halloween getting your flu shot, you can, from 11 to 2. So the whole community has really joined in this movement to make it easier for people to vaccinate and vaccinate in a very safe way.
And for a lot of people, getting a flu shot might be appropriate on Halloween. I know, if you don't like needles, then, it kind of fits. And again, that was through Pediatric Partners, Dr. Feeney?
Yep, through Pediatric Partners and Valley View Hospital.
Gotcha. Okay, so you can check out vvh.org for those dates. And again, garfield-county.com for the Garfield County dates. Again, Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th, Thursday the 22nd, And I missed the last date, Anique.
Friday the 23rd.
Okay, Friday the 23rd in Newcastle, and we will give you all those dates and times again if you would like to attend one of those clinics through Garfield County Public Health. Again, they're just $15 for a kid's flu shot, $25 for adults, and then $60 for that high-dose flu shot that Dr. Feeney was talking about for folks 65 and older. That's the high-potency flu shot, if you will. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Dr. Nicole Feeney from Grand River. Anique Pruitt is the Community Relations Director for Grand River Health. It's flu shot season, and a lot of folks are recommended to get their flu shot either due to health concerns. And Dr. Feeney, you generally recommend flu shots for most people in the fall just to help prevent that community spread. Now, that's kind of a COVID-19 term, but community spread really is not specific to COVID-19. It refers really to any communicable disease, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, we definitely will see in the school system often an outbreak of flu just before Thanksgiving, and then the kids go home on break and it dies down. Some years it falls as late as Christmas. And then we'll see a second pocket, usually a flu, before spring break. And as the cases start to rise, the kids will leave school and it will help it to die down. So the whole idea of isolation and quarantining has been happening for years. It's just not to the, quite to the scale of COVID-19.
Now, do you think that some of the precautions that are being taken in schools are going to help reduce the impact of flu season as well as COVID-19?
You know, we've already seen significantly less respiratory infections, which we think are being helped by all the increased awareness for hand washing and mask wearing. Just because they're spread by respiratory droplets, your common cold, strep throat, the flu would fall into that category. RSV would probably fall into that category as well. And we're just seeing less respiratory illnesses overall as people have taken the COVID precautions of isolating, social distancing, wearing their mask and hand washing. It's been very noticeable in the medical community.
And again, you can attend one of several flu clinics that are upcoming. Again, Pediatric Partners and Valley View Hospital are doing a couple flu clinics in the month of October. You can find out more about those at vvh.org. Of course, your primary care physician can also give you a flu shot as well, Dr. Feeney. Is there a benefit to talking to your doctor about a flu shot? I guess in some cases it may not be recommended. I imagine those are probably pretty few and far between.
It is exceptionally rare that, you know, we recommend somebody not get the flu vaccine. You know, the most common complaint that I hear from patients is that they got their flu shot and then they felt achy afterwards. You know, the flu shot is a dead virus vaccine, so you can't get sick from it. You don't get the flu from it, but it does stimulate your immune system to make antibodies to help fight off the virus when you get exposed. And that immune response is a good bit of what makes us feel achy after a vaccine. And so I encourage people that achiness they may feel for a day or two is much better than being significantly ill for 2 weeks and having their family ill or ending up in the ER or the hospital. It also improves if you're vaccinated every year. People just don't seem to have that intense of a immune response every year when they get vaccinated. It's like their body doesn't need to rev it up quite so high.
You know, I've talked to a few doctors, obviously, over the last 6 months about COVID-19. And obviously, for a while, there was a reduction in patients going to the doctor because they were concerned about what they might be exposed to. And, you know, the question I typically wonder is any of this anything that they teach in medical school? Do you talk about pandemics in medical school and that kind of thing?
You know, it's always kind of circulating out there, but it's really on the periphery of what we're studying and learning. I mean, you certainly study like the big pandemic of the flu that happened just over 100 years ago and things of that nature. And we know, you know, kind of like when they talk about earthquakes in California, they're due the big one. You know, we were due for a pandemic. So it's on people's radars. But as far as really preparing for this, the closest we probably come is in the ER, like with a mass casualty type situation. And that's only designed to last for, you know, hours, not months and months on end. So this is new territory for a lot of us.
And how, what has been the progression of traffic through both in the practice and in the emergency room over the last 6 months? Have you seen things normalize somewhat in terms of the number of patients and the types of symptoms and ailments that they come in presenting, or is it still a little different now?
You know, it is, at least at Grand River. We've made a very concerted effort to separate all of our sick patients from our well patients. Initially, we saw fewer patients with COVID as patients were really concerned about getting out and about in the community. But now we're doing our routine well baby checks. I'm seeing my elderly patients with COPD. Those fragile patients are coming into the clinic to get all of their assessments. And we are, for lack of a better word, funneling or routing all of our sick patients to our respiratory clinic, which has been extremely successful in keeping patients with coughs and colds and shortness of breath out of the ER, but being seen by a primary care provider and screened for COVID symptoms in an extremely safe environment with high quality air filters and full personal protective gear and an increased amount of staff to kind of clean and sanitize that space on a regular basis after each patient. So I think Grand River's done a phenomenal job at being able to still see their sick patients, but yet keep the healthcare maintenance going for all of our other patients in the community.
Anique, from a community relations standpoint, I don't care who you are, it seems like everybody has an opinion about COVID-19. How has the coronavirus affected your job over the last 6 months?
It certainly has changed our event schedule. you know, one of the things is that's been really great is the community conversation that has been ongoing throughout the pandemic. Early on, we were sharing as much information as we could as people were really information hungry, and telling them where they could go to get more information if they were concerned. So a lot of the calls that we get now in community relations are like, well, I don't want to really bother anybody, but could you tell me who I might want to talk to if I have this question or so-and-so. So that's been great. So been a lot more one-on-one on the phone. We've also had a great opportunity just to educate the public on different things that might be of interest to them. Dr. Feeney's done a lot of educational videos as well as Dr. Coleman and many other physicians here at Grand River. So I think it just started a different conversation, but still with a lot of community engagement.
I think that could probably be said for a number of businesses, radio included. Yep. You know, gosh, we kind of thought we could operate that way, but you don't really know until the rubber meets the road. You know what I mean? And what's the old saying from those Saturday morning cartoons back in the 70s? Necessity is the mother of invention.
That is true.
Yeah, everybody doing what they can to get the job done, right?
Again, exactly. I've been just really blown away by all the creativity from various sectors of the business community, too. It's just been a great time of creativity, which has made it fun, too.
Well, and the thing I have to laugh about is if a year ago, if I would have told you that in March of the following year, we would be able to take home mixed drinks from the restaurant, what would you have said?
I would have said, yeah, right. This is Colorado.
Exactly. Again, there are a number of walk-up flu clinics planned for the month of October. Friday, October 16th from 11 to 2 at the Rifle Branch Library. Saturday, the 17th from 1 to 3 at the Carbondale Library. Thursday, the 22nd, from 1 to 3 at the Glenwood Springs Library. And then Friday, October 23rd from noon to 2 at the Newcastle Library. Again, that's sponsored by Garfield County Public Health. It's $15 for kids, $25 for adults, $60 for the high-dose flu shot recommended for folks 65 and older. And again, they do take all of the common insurances, so Medicaid, Medicare, Rocky Mountain Health Plans, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'm sure there's a bunch of other insurances that they also will take if you have any of those insurances. Again, you can find out more at garfield-county.com. You can call Garfield County Public Health at 625-5200 or 945-6614. We're kind of focusing on those Garfield County Public Health walk-up flu clinics, but as Dr. Feeney said, they're also doing a couple flu clinics for the toward the end of October through Valley View and Pediatric Partners, so you can contact them for more information. And of course, for folks that have, obviously, these flu clinics are really convenient because you just kind of walk up and they do the quick COVID-19 screening really fast, and then you get the shot. You can also get a flu shot through your primary care physician if you have one as well. And for some folks, especially folks with insurance, that might be a viable option also. One final break. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Dr. Nicole Feeney from Grand River Health. She's an internist, a pediatrician, works in the emergency department as well. And we're also talking with Anique Pruitt, the community relations director for Grand River, making sure that we stay on topic. and, of course, contributing quite a bit as well. The primary focus of today is talking about flu shots and some flu shot clinics that are happening throughout the month of October. And, you know, flu shots kind of come into the same conversation as vaccinations, Dr. Feeney. And actually, it makes sense based on what we know about people's reluctance to leave the house to go to the doctor, especially early on in the COVID-19 pandemic. But you've seen a drop-off locally and in Colorado for regular vaccinations.
That's correct. That was something that, you know, we started trying to work on early on with my pediatric partners at Grand River. And we offered vaccination clinics where we would go and meet the parents in the car. They wouldn't have to bring their kids all the way in, trying to accommodate people because we've seen just such a big drop-off. And the state has started a program trying to get more awareness and getting those kids caught back up on their vaccines as well.
Several years ago, a study was conducted, a small study that has since been debunked, that tied autism with vaccinations, Dr. Feeney. And even though that one study has since been debunked, it still causes concern for some people.
So you're referencing the very small study done by the physician out of England that questioned the link between autism and MMR vaccine. And that has since been disproven on a scale of millions of children studied worldwide. And in fact, now we've got great genetic markers and other things that we can look at for kids with autism that have nothing to do with vaccines. But it does create a lot of hesitancy and pause with parents. And, you know, as a pediatrician, we routinely have that discussion. What's their worries? What are their fears? Kind of going through all of that on a case-by-case basis. And, you know, I think people have been worried about contaminants in the vaccines, and we now use single-dose vaccines so they don't require the preservatives and the thimerosal that were once in vaccines. We will adjust a vaccination schedule if that improves a parent's comfort level. You know, we're happy to have that discussion. And in my career, I've just seen too much vaccine-preventable disease to not be willing to sit down with a parent and talk about the pros and cons of vaccines. And my four kids have certainly had all of their vaccines plus a few extra when we move, and I've not necessarily tracked them to the best of my abilities.
And again, Obviously, vaccination, as well as any other health concern, is something that's best discussed with your doctor, because they keep up to date with all the medical journals and an ongoing education. Obviously, you don't just get your medical license and that's it, right? That's the end of your education. That continues Correct. Through the career of the doctor. So if you have any questions or concerns, talk to your doctor about it, and they can either explain why a vaccine is necessary or have a conversation with you about whether or not you want your kids to be vaccinated. You know, I have to say, as a parent myself, I definitely understand being careful about your child's health care and, being prudent because, it's another life that's in your hands that you're supposed to take care of as a parent. And so definitely understand parents wanting to have those conversations. And again, the doctor, the medical professional, is the one that can answer those questions. Definitely don't take medical advice from me, that's for sure. or maybe to a lesser degree, Anik, but I know that I'm definitely not gonna I'm not the one to give medical advice. Definitely, I know a lot. I can pronounce a lot of big words, but beyond that, that's about the limit of my experience. Again, if you're interested, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Gabe, but
no, you're fine.
I was just going to say vaccines have just come such a long way in the last 15, 20 years. I mean, when I started practicing, it was not uncommon to do spinal taps on kids on a regular basis, maybe two or three times in a 24-hour shift working down in the ER. And vaccines have dramatically changed that. And now the newest vaccine we have is the Gardasil vaccine, and it's showing up to an 88% reduction in cervical cancer for girls. And it's just incredible what we've been able to accomplish and prevent that kids just don't have to go through.
It's a funny aside. Our family doctor, when our kids got the HPV vaccine, he said, actually, if you really want it to be affected, you'd give it to the boys.
You can now vaccinate boys and girls because HPV is now the leading cause of oral cancers. And boys, men in particular, tend to carry it in their mouth well into middle age. And it also helps with rectal and penile cancer. So it's our best cancer preventative vaccine that's out there.
I did not know that. I'm glad I mentioned that. What's the is there an age limit for getting the HPV vaccine for boys and girls?
So interestingly enough, it's best if it's given younger. So we vaccinate usually around age 11. You get a dose and then you get a second dose at age 12. Once you're 15, it's a 3-dose vaccine series because it just takes a little bit more to get the same response. But we vaccinate all the way into adulthood. You know, adults up to the age of 30 are typically well covered for getting the HPV vaccine. And HPV is something that studies have shown a prevalence of 80% in United States of America's culture, and it can be spread just from kissing. So it's not necessarily a sexually transmitted type disease. It certainly affects the vast majority of us.
Wow, I did not know that. Just from kissing, I had no idea. Wow. Once again,
it can live in the oral cavity. So
wow, once again, I've gotten an education from. And here I didn't think I was that great a student. Again, if you are interested in the walk-up flu clinics, there are several planned, sponsored by Garfield County Public Health, all near libraries at least in Garfield County. Again, Friday the 16th from 11 to 2 at the Rifle Branch Library, Saturday the 17th from 1 to 3 at the Carbondale Library, Thursday the 22nd from 1 to 3 at the Glenwood Springs Library, and then Friday the 23rd. I said Newcastle Library before. It's actually, you said it's at the community center across from the library, right?
Yes.
Right, Anik? I'm sorry
Ritter
about that.
Ritter Plaza, yeah. It's Ritter Plaza across from the library.
Gotcha. So that's Friday the 23rd from noon to 2 in Newcastle. Again, you can find out more at garfield-county.com. Call Garfield County Public Health at 625-5200 or 945-6614. And again, the flu clinics are just $15 for the flu shot for kids, $25 for adults, $60 for the high dose flu shot for folks that are 65 and older. And, you know, again, if you have questions about the flu shot or about vaccinations in general, just talk to your doctor. And, of course, if you're in the market for a doctor, you can always go to grandriverhealth.org and learn more about the physicians there and maybe pick up a primary care physician that you really get along with that you didn't know you needed until you found them. Again, I could have been a little more articulate there, but you get the idea. Ladies, anything else in closing? Anique, any final thoughts from you?
No, we just really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience today, Gabe. And we appreciate all the efforts of Garfield County Public Health as well. And I always appreciate Dr. Feeney because I'm always putting her in front of a camera or in front of a microphone, and she is just amazing. So thank you, Dr. Feeney.
That's right. You did mention those educational videos, too, which we forgot to touch on. Where can folks find those videos that Dr. Feeney's recorded?
Well, we have several physicians that have done the different videos, and you can find them on our website, grandriverhealth.org, or also on our Facebook page, Grand River Health.
All right. Final thoughts, Dr. Feeney?
No, I just hope this motivates people to get their flu vaccine. I'd love to see a high percentage of people vaccinated this year.
Absolutely. All right. Again, website if you want to learn more is garfield-county.com. That's for the Garfield County Public Health sponsored flu shots. Again, Valley View and Pediatric Partners are also doing some flu shot clinics as well. You can find out more about that at vvh.org. I guess we used up all our time. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you both soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.